all beings in being embodied manifest likes and dislikes. That's what enables beings, humans, others, to make choices to, oh, I like this fruit, eat and enjoy, and all sorts of other things. It's natural, and we notice it with animals, we notice it with insects, we notice it as a natural phenomena of being alive, likes and dislikes. And yet, what we humans do with likes and dislikes in building on them, in elaborating on them, is what turns into greed, anger, delusions of various sort, which the Buddha discovered and points out and teaches about, that have consequences in leading us to suffer and cause harming. So it's not the arising of the likes and dislikes, but the building on them. So if I like something and I can't have it, to be simple, I can just not have it, or I can become angry about not having it, about someone else having it, even something as simple as I go to the ice cream store to get an ice cream, and the people in front of me get it, and then when I get to the window, they say, sorry, we're all out for today, you'll have to come back tomorrow. And I throw a fit. I become furious, angry, or I become saddened. Oh, it always happens to me. They're doing it because they don't like me. Oh. All sorts of other delusions about what and why greed and anger, and what we build on it, about the what and whys that we build on it in our life, and the consequences it has. That's the fundamental point that the Buddha is coming to enable us to take care of this suffering and harming in a skillful way, so as to be able to truly be who we are. So in the four practice principles, we start off caught in self-centered dream, holding to self-centered thoughts, to thoughts, beliefs, reactions that cause us trouble, that aren't accurate and result in us and others suffering, causing harming to others because of what we figured out about those, all the ways that we spin off and react, all the ways that we dream of what should be as opposed to responding to this ordinary naturalness of change that is life, and our likes and dislikes. There's no problem with the likes and dislikes, but there's lots of problems with greed and anger that we build on those. And one of the aspects of sitting, of being just this moment, is we discover where and when we're unwilling to be this moment aliveness that we are, aliveness universe that we are, and instead we do things that aren't so skillful, that are troublesome, that create stress, harm for us and for others, which in Buddhist terms we speak of poison. It poisons our life. And not only does it poison this moment, but it perpetuates this, perpetuates dissatisfaction, suffering, harming in various forms. Likes and dislikes are poisons if we entangle in them and if they cover up the life that we are. Now, I like to come to the example of clouds because I think that they're so wonderful and so obvious in a way. Clouds appear and disappear in the sky. We all know that. And yet, if we were to become angry about some of the clouds showing up or leaving or looking a certain way, being dark or light, as opposed to acting in any appropriate way for them, if all of a sudden we looked up in the sky and we saw rain clouds, we might say it's time to get indoors or to get the umbrella out of the car or whatever, and all sorts of other things. But we know very well that if we become angry about the clouds, it doesn't change the clouds. It just perpetuates what can't be stopped. We can't stop the clouds from moving across the sky. We can insist that I want that cloud. I want that cloud. You could be greedy in ways about clouds that are long gone. I can be angry about things or all sorts of other delusions about what should and shouldn't be. And the consequences of that is that we suffer, we do harm, and all that's built on that. In a sense, this attachment to likes and dislikes, or as the Buddha talks about it, the because of, the therefore, therein, thereby. Of course, he doesn't speak English, but in any case, in the sutras in Pali or Sanskrit, are what perpetuates dukkha, and being able to see those for what they are is part and parcel of being just this, which is the whole of practice, just this. This can be just sitting upright. This can be walking, can be talking, can be listening, can be working. In fact, it is. It's just this moment. And this is not just one thing sometimes. We can talk while we're working with someone and talk about this needs to get done and that we're finished with that and so on and so forth. Just this is what we do in sitting. And this beginning Wednesday, it's the whole of the practice of Sashin. We're doing a Sashina retreat or starting Wednesday night, going through early afternoon on Monday, or mid-afternoon. Sesshin is just this, sitting, walking, working, resting, eating, if need be, even talking in relation to what's appropriate. And just this isn't cutting out anything, but rather it's opening up in all directions, because that's the nature of being human. Being alive is in all directions, being open, and yet being right here. So we're not closing in on the body, but being this moment, hearing, seeing, smelling, sensing, all the other aspects of our practice and teaching are an elaboration on what we do in response to when greed, anger, and various delusions arise, because they arise in being human until they don't. Likes and dislikes is natural functioning. Turning them into greed and anger creates trouble for us and others. Building delusions on them, stories, if we say it that way, self-centered dreams, if we use that phrase, is what causes trouble in our life. And it's what, in a sense, our practice, sitting daily, being just this moment, and all sorts of other practices, chanting Gatha of Atonement, all sorts of practices we have that enable us and support us in taking care when the ordinary arising likes and dislikes are built into and turn into greed, anger, and delusions that make trouble for humans, for the life of the universe. I hope some of you are able to join us for Sesshin and continue your practice in various forms, daily sitting and throughout your day. Thank you.